everybody, and welcome to ROMs of a Baghdad. That was almost a seamless transition. This is episode 227. You can also hear the audio on my stream. God damn it. Welcome to 227 of ROMs of a Baghdad. Our production values never been better. High quality productions only here at ROMs of a Baghdad. Joining me today, Mary. Hello.
Hey. Hello. I'm actually
How
here.
Are you? Doing good?
Not really. I'm getting dental surgery on Wednesday, so yeah, all that entails, I guess. Hey, you know what sucks? Sometimes when you get all of your wisdom teeth out, you can have an extra set of wisdom teeth that show up, and it sucks.
Yeah. Wait, what? Wait,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, no, it apparently happens.
Baby
yeah.
Wisdom teeth, and now you got the adult wisdom teeth?
I guess. I got my second set of wisdom teeth. Like, I got my first set out, like, right after high school, and I apparently got more, and they're causing problems. I don't know. That's what the doctor said, at least. I trust he knows what he's doing and not just lying, but we'll see, I guess.
You never
getting
know.
Them out.
Damn doctors always lying all the time, you know?
Yeah, fucking quacks.
Fudge of quacks. But you do have an excellent set of Miku figures behind you, so that's,
you
know, you're winning in some ways.
Yeah, no, I don't have the good fancy Miku figures that are like $300, but that's fine.
My God, they actually, no, okay, yeah, that's fine. No, that's fair. No, that's fair. We'll talk about investing in figures.
There are some
in
nice
our new
ones.
Segment.
There are a lot of Miku ones. Believe me.
Got a great Beach news Miku. Story coming up. A lot of news. DJ. And do they make Miku shoes? Welcome to the podcast. Do they make?
I feel like I've seen something like that. I bet it's like a custom, like some artist did it, or like a commission of like shoe painters. Would have done that. I have not seen a Miku collaboration of shoes. Well, closest I've seen is Hello Kitty, and none of the like Vocaloid or VTubers have had shoes yet.
Not even like Sailor Moon either. I swear that would be
no.
There's a lot of street fashion collabs official with Sailor Moon and no shoes.
See if that changes. Let's see if the topic bot works again. We'll see.
It just has the word news backwards right now.
That's what I wanted to start with. That's what we're going to talk about. But the backwards news. That doesn't work yet.
Apparently, Skechers had a collaboration with Sailor Moon.
Really? When was this?
It's the green. Well, I'm reading this one thing, and it's this green one. It's exclusively available in Singapore at Skechers concept stores. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, like I didn't count the shoes that my sister ordered from Taiwan. Like, I'm talking America or like the Western world.
Sure.
I guess.
Yes. Apparently, it's a whole set of these. But yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'll get a link.
I like the sandals. Sandals are pretty good. Oh, these Luna sandals. Holy shit, I want those. Oh well, I'm not going to get them.
Oh yeah, those slidey sandals are good.
Yeah. Also, I watched the Sailor Moon movies that came out on the 3rd. That's also what I've been doing. Forcing the baby to watch Sailor Moon, even though...
That's fair.
She does. I watched the dub so she could maybe understand it. Maybe. I don't think she did, but that's fine.
Don't worry, she will.
Yeah, she will, because I'll force her to watch it.
Force her.
Yeah.
Me and my little sister. We have a pact already.
Okay. Cannot wait for the first Poor Halloween baby. Where she can be Sailor Moon. That's going to be great.
I already got a Sailor Moon outfit for her that she has worn several times already.
I should look at outfits because my kid's old enough and maybe like the 6 to 9 month range, they'll actually have outfits for kids here.
I bought it off of Amazon though, so.
Yeah, I don't know why, but Americans have like hundreds more cosplays for babies compared to what I saw for the kids. Kids, like when I was young, like I saw a Dragon Ball thing. That was kind of it. That was it. Like I saw pretty much, and then like fucking princess dresses, and like that's boring.
Yeah, no.
Do you guys not have like a Spirit of Halloween kind of store or something like that?
What? No.
Okay. Oh wow.
A Spirit of Halloween? No.
Yeah.
We have, like, Halloween. Yeah.
They're pop-up stores that show up every like September. Oh, yeah. And if you have a shut down like store somewhere, like a shut down Toys R Us, that's
we
where they'll show up.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They come the in. The closest we have to that was like a Christmas store appeared in a shopping mall, but no, not a Halloween one, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they sell neat stuff. They got like a whole, they have a whole setup of like animatronics inside usually, at least the one up here. They sell like actual like professional grade face paint and stuff like that and like fog machines. If you like fog.
They have like a video game costume section every year too and like sometimes anime. I think the last time I went though, it was like My Hero Academia stuff. And I was like, fuck this. And like Bleach or something.
Probably a lot of Fortnite also, really.
Oh, Naruto.
A lot of Fortnite.
Yes, it was like half Fortnite. And there were a few Master Chiefs, which I thought was surprising because it's not like there's been a game recently.
I remember seeing a whole like row of those picks from Fortnite that the main character has, the mining pick or whatever. Just a whole row of them. It was insane.
Right, so. Sure.
Lots of Minecraft too, also.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure, right next. Just lots of picks involved. Minecraft picks, Fortnite picks. No, I can't think about what's a horror movie person with a pick.
Does what's the Dragon Quest Builder's pick like? Is it a good pick?
Dragon
it's
Quest
memorable,
Builders?
Memorable because I can't even think of it. I think it's just a generic
He doesn't have a pick. No, he doesn't. He has a hammer.
Really? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Not even
you're
a
totally
pick.
Right. Yeah,
no
it's
pick.
A hammer.
Yeah, a big hammer.
Yeah, that's right. Cartoon hammer.
Finally beat that guy. Finally beat that game. It went longer than I thought it would. Dragon Quest Builders 2, it overstayed its welcome a little bit. So
what?
Like
I love the ending of it, where you're building the ship and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's great. I mean, really up until... Really up until... Yeah, really the last area when you're in like this desolate wasteland kind of thing. Like, that's neat, but it feels kind of... lame, like it's a lot of big open space and you're just rolling around on a buggy and it's like, I don't know. Do I like this?
Well, to show that, like, it's fucking desolate. It's the last area.
It's the last area. That's true.
It's a nightmare you're supposed to save everyone from.
It's true. That's right. No. Yeah, you're supposed to save
everyone. It's still better than the fucking jail area. God.
Oh, fucking jail. Yeah. A sneaking mission, you know, when they give you the sneaking mission in a Dragon Quest
game. That game did not need stealth. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Overall, I like that game a lot. It's fun. Just a couple things that hold it back in terms of like, you know, just building stuff. And I think the stuff with the roof really bugged me too. Like you can't like roof. It's like every zone. You have like a level of unlock, right? Like you basically go into a town and as you build a town up, it unlocks certain things. And it's always at the fourth unlock that you unlock roofing material. And it just gets, I have to roof things. I got to put a roof on this building.
What? Really?
I had to. I couldn't. It just like got under my skin in a way I wasn't ready for. I guess it was probably from playing too much Minecraft. I got to roof this
house.
Can
you still do the Minecraft thing of at least like putting dirt up there or like a layer? You can't just do a layer of shit up there?
You could put stuff up, but
pre-roof. Pre-roof tech, I should say.
Yes.
Okay, so you can do
that. It's not, there's no slant blocks or whatever, so it makes it like, and you can't do kind of diagonals in a way that makes sense unless you want to get funky with it.
Yep.
But.
My people got rained on and I didn't care.
It's true. They do. They don't really. They even make a joke about it. Like, hey, at least finally now, at the end of this thing, you got a roof. That's great. And it's like, you've been living in the water out here? So there's like, I don't know, the combat stuff is a little wonky at times. There's like stuff that I think they can improve on, but overall, pretty fun.
The boss fights are still way better than the first game. Sorry, I just wanted to point that out. Yeah, they were bad in the first game.
Well. Zalgo? What the hell are we talking about in chat here? What's going on in chat? Zalgo? Are you talking from something from 2001? Zalgo? Okay. That's fine.
I linked a weird morph suit, and for a hot second, because I'm scrolling through 6 to 9 month, 6 to 12, 6 to 9 month outfits, I thought that was for a baby, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
Putting a baby in that, at least that she can't see it, but still, Jesus.
Okay, the photos of the child with, like, the graffiti backdrop, and he's wearing sneakers and a baseball hat, just what?
Morph suit. Okay, great. We love this. Don't we love this, everybody? Don't you love this, everybody?
I do not love this.
What the fuck is going on with this suit?
I like how you can see it on the actual stream. Yeah, you gotta mouse over the other pictures on the side there. You gotta check
a little
it out.
Side angle. Little back angle.
Just the way you can see the kid's face, like, through it.
Yes.
Thuggin'. Look at this kid out here.
That's gotta be the podcast image.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna open that up. That's gotta be opened up into a second tab so I can remember it later. Look at this kid. Up on the roof of a car. That's not safe.
Yeah.
That's not safe
vandal.
At all.
Classic Zalgo.
Yeah. Classic Zalgo. Oh, Zalgo.
Classic Zalgo.
Chugged a Pepsi and now he's gone crazy.
There you go. Look at this guy. Oh, look at K1 in chat. Look at this guy, huh? What a classic. Look at this guy. Zalgo. I just want to know, like, oh my god. And then, like, the graffiti has nothing to do with it. It's very weird.
No.
And then he has a hat on. It's just like, I don't
know. This all goes getting his gram ready.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, I scrolled through like 8 pages off Amazon. Nothing. Like, it's some, like, 2 Halloween things, like some Christmas shit. Like, you can put the kid in like a monkey suit, like I linked. Or like a lion suit, and like there was a Dragon Ball Z one, and Baby Yoda. That was it.
This baby penguin outfit is pretty good.
I did see the baby penguin outfit. It's very silly. Maybe I gotta go to like Etsy or custom torture websites for kids.
No. Yeah.
Custom torture websites for kids. Yeah.
Yes.
Etsy,
there's the name of the podcast.
Etsy had this one lady selling custom yarn wigs. They're like hats, basically, of the Sailor Moon hair. And I was like, little sister, you have to buy this for the baby.
Little sister.
So, yep. Said, Megan, you need to get this.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Intriguing. Well, rounding out our Dragon Quest Builders discussion, they needed a search feature in that game for recipes. And that's the last thing I'll say. Just add a, like, just a, like a, looking through like 3,000 recipes at the end, looking for like, hey, I need a thing of mashed potatoes for this recipe to build this kitchen thing. Can I find this thing of mashed potatoes?
And that's what the internet is for.
Wow. Yep.
But yeah, it doesn't really tell you, and that's kind of annoying.
So I'm done with that game. Relieved to be done with it. Immediately made a horrible mistake and bought Escape from Tarkov right after. Just got done with it. It was like, all right, great. I got done with this cutesy adventure game. Let me just go buy a real intense milsim right now and just go, you know, get real into guns, you know? So yeah, I did that. I haven't played very much of it yet. Kind of a bummer. I ran into a lot of technical issues. Well, the first night, I think it was like internet connection stuff, but then I was getting like crashes and stuff too. And it's like, well, great. Which took the wind out of my sails a little bit, but it's overall fun. I've run a couple times now. I've escaped Tarkov a couple times, and it's a fun enough game. It'll be something I dip into from time to time, but yeah. Did I say anything else in my document? What games I played? What else do I have in there?
I feel like Tarkov is one. Once you get through that like first time hype phase, it's one of those games where you just dip in every so often.
Yep.
Get like one or two runs, and you're like, "Yeah, the Tarkov bug has been sated."
Yep, that's what I'm feeling. I'll eventually get there and just be like, "All right, I'm done with it." At some point, and they're having a wipe in July, so I feel like that's the point where I'll probably stop playing. I'll do whatever I can now. There'll be a wipe, and then I'll probably come back when they actually launch the game or something like that. So. But it was like a little, it was cheaper at one point from this one place. And then I also had a gift card that I wanted to use up. And I figured, let's get it done. Let's get one of these games that I've always wanted to get done. So there you go. What else did I have in my doc? What's in the Google doc? I
don't have
the
Google doc up. I'd like to see.
Oh, right. The shark game.
Yeah.
That's on Game Pass.
Yeah, yes. I saw that.
It's okay. It's pretty funny. It has, they kind of frame the whole game around this like History Channel. A new History Channel, like, the life of a shark hunter. Here's Billy Bob, and he's out here on this fishing boat hunting sharks. They even have a terrible intro, if you want to watch the intro of, like, a music, like, a little bit of guitar riff, just da-da-da. And just showing a bunch of things and a bunch of captions of fishermen's names, and then, and then you're a shark roaming the oceans, killing indiscriminately. Hunting people on the beaches. It's pretty funny. And then they have a lot of, like, collectibles and stuff you can go find and things like that. It's a pretty simple game, but it's funny, and it I think it does humor pretty well for this kind of game.
So,
which is all you really want.
Is it, like, presented like an open world kind of game?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay,
yep.
All right. That's what
it's
I
all open world, big ocean. I think you're kind of in the bayou you're supposed to be, and then kind of, like, Pacific Coast. Not Pacific Coast, fake Gulf Coast.
Oh.
Kind of roaming around. There's a rich part of town.
You know
where
what?
A bunch of golf courses are.
I don't think they have sharks, really, on the Gulf Coast. I don't
think they have sharks?
No.
Well, this shark is being
especially not in a fucking bayou. That's not where sharks go. That's like alligators.
I don't want to spoil the opening of that game. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay.
The shark is there. There's also a lot of mutagen boxes kind of laying around the place. Lots of
so this
toxic
is some
waste dumps and stuff like that. Where,
deep blue sea situation or something.
Yeah. It's like, what if Jaws, but also the Toxic Avenger kind of thing?
It does seem to have kind of almost like a trauma sensibility to that game, too. So that kind of makes sense. All right.
Except yeah, and it's. I mean, they play it for laughs to a certain extent, right? Yeah, less perminess. Yeah,
a little trauma. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, does it get pervy at some point?
There are some moments where it could
okay.
lean that way.
I wasn't expecting that from the shark
game. It doesn't get that bad. No.
Okay.
But I thought it'd be funny to play with that and keep. That would get people to play this game. Just imply that. But no, it's, I don't know, they play it for laughs, and it has some cool stuff with that, and you're going around, you're hunting, getting points and stuff to upgrade your shark with, like, electric teeth, or bone teeth, or, I don't remember what else, somehow it's like, darkness, I think there's dark teeth or something, like, I don't know, you're just upgrading for damage and stuff
like
that.
Like the dark Hado, but shark
the dark
teeth
Hado.
Or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
And, like, the bone teeth thing is, like, Wolverine-type upgrade thing. Okay. Yeah. This game seems pretty silly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about... I mean, it's the only way you can do a shark game, right?
Yeah, like, no. Well, I mean, you could be like super serious shark sim.
You could be
something.
Jaws the game. Yeah. You know, you could play Jaws the game, that which game I played on stream
bad.
One time.
Yeah.
That's a bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Check it out. It's free on Game Pass if you consider Game Pass games free, which I do at this point. Because I've already played enough of them to justify the price. So check it out. That's all I played. I have some other mistakes to talk about in the game and a new section, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
Mary, what games you've been playing? What's up?
Well, I beat a game, which is surprising. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I beat a game even while on baby duty most of the time. And that game is Resident Evil Village.
Ooh.
I think the reason I beat it is because it's very short. It's my playtime was like...
Really?
10 hours, 46 minutes, and I was going through, like, getting everything, basically. So, it's a short game. It's... That would be, like, one of the complaints I kind of have about it, is that it's pretty uneven. The first area you're in is fairly large, and I figured, like, okay, this castle is basically, like, what the rest of the game is kind of going to be like. Every area is going to be this complicated. They're not. There's basically like four levels and a town hub world, I guess I would say, basically. Like, and it's not super complicated. There are some like upgrades you can do. There's cooking, kind of. You're like earning money doing stuff. But overall, it's a fairly simple, straightforward, like, overall fun game. The main reason I wanted to play it is just like how we were talking about when the game, even before it came out, was like, oh, they need to do something weird with Resident Evil again. And they did. And that part I did enjoy. But I don't know. Like, the first area had a lot of steam going behind it. And after that, it's kind of just not as exciting. Especially in the last area of the game. It just kind of... And then at the very end, they decide to do some lore dump things that are like, this is totally connected to the past Resident Evil games, we swear. Which was kind of silly. But overall, I enjoyed it. I really found the motivation of getting your baby back very enjoyable. Okay. Even though it... happens in kind of a fucked up way where you're collecting baby parts and jars.
Oh, God.
Like that part. I was like, what in the hell? And after that happened, I was like, okay, I need to see where this is going. And overall, I had a pretty fun time, even though I didn't play Resident Evil 7. Like, it was fine. It was a fun game. It was short. Like, I kind of wish it wasn't that short. I wish they had put more effort into the other parts of the game that weren't the very beginning, which is what they showed off all the time. But overall, it was fine. It was fine.
I felt like, I think I've heard, like, it felt like they had four ideas for what Resident Evil could be. Like, kind of like, here's this one version of this, and here's this other version, and each separate area kind of felt like, a different idea, or like at least one person on the staff kind of got a chance to like, here's my idea of what this could be or that could be in a Resident Evil thing. Do you think that's true? Or
I mean, it does feel pretty disjointed. Each area is very different and it doesn't really feel cohesive. So yeah, I guess I would say that. I don't know. People play up like the dollhouse, the Benvenuto area of the game a whole lot, and it's not really that complicated or that different from what you've been playing previously. There's just a section where you're not allowed any combat. Like, the puzzles are the same level of puzzles from earlier in the game. It's just... And I mean, like, the factory section, which is towards the end, it has more of a Silent Hill kind of look. But the enemies are still fairly standard Resident Evil. Like, it's not... At no point does it really feel like a different game. Like, it's... I don't know. But it doesn't really feel like it flows together well either. So I don't know. They're very much like separate levels, I guess you would say. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing that like they feel so cut off from like the game as a whole. I don't know. It's a weird way of, I don't know, I feel like Resident Evil 7, it made sense a lot more. Even though you were dealing with like different members of the family, it still felt like it was the same game.
Like, it had a cohesive vision.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kind of
tied together.
Yeah, and this one, even though they tried to do different things, it's still, I feel like they needed to go further in one direction or the other to where those different levels were very different and it felt like something really new and cool, or it needed to like really stick together more, and it didn't really do either. So it was just kind of like, eh, you tried. I don't know.
You tried.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to play that for Extra Life this year. So I'll see.
Yeah, no, I would still like, I still think it was a fun time overall, but it's not like, oh my god, everybody needs to play this game. But I mean, if you get it on sale for $20, like all the Resident Evil games end up being, like, I'm sure that would be fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's so interesting because, like, I felt like, I don't know, every Resident Evil game, I feel like jumps the shark at a certain point and goes off the rails and starts, like, at 7 when you get to the boat stuff. I think I stopped caring so much about that. Like, it got too far away from that, like, you're in a creepy house getting hunted by a bunch of serial killers kind of thing. Like, that was the stuff that I really cared about in 7. And I kind of feel like I hear the same thing about 8 now. It's like, it just, it goes to that kind of Resident Evil place where it just loses some of the cohesion and starts to kind of, like, get off the rails a bit.
I would say it happens in basically the same area, too, where it's like, okay, right, here's the giant fish monster thing going on, and you're just like, nah. It's not as exciting anymore.
And then they always try to tie it back in. Like you mentioned, they, at the end, they did a lore dump and kind of try to say, just, Resident Evil doesn't like, need to be all zombie stuff. Just move on, you know? Just get crazy with it.
And if they had, like, a little bit more hints, like, there are some hints, but it really just hits you over the head. You find, like, the main bad guy's lab, basically, at the end. And here's just, like, here's all these photos and, like, saved text files that you read. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. But overall, like, the motivations for the villain, the main villain, was interesting, but
it looks neat. I mean, from what I've seen.
Yeah, no, it looks really neat. It's just, it feels like a lot of it is kind of half baked, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, not really there, huh? Okay,
I still enjoyed it, but yeah,
there's just not another. Well, I guess I don't know. And this is what I've been thinking about doing, is going through some horror games. I love that opening part of Resident Evil 7 so much, when it's like, you're just a dude in a house getting, like, hunted around, exploring stuff, and it's just so good. I just want more of that. That's all I want. I just want more of that. Maybe I'll have to find another horror game that's like that and play that on stream sometime, but that's what I want. That's what I want. What if I just get way into horror games, Mary? That's what I should do.
Sure. Anyway,
we'll move on. Oh, God.
And then the other game I've been playing, I don't know why, I started playing a bunch more Genshin Impact, the
free-to-play. I saw this the other day.
I've been playing it on PC a lot. I don't know. I don't know. So
does it play fair with, like, baby time, like... Can you do, like, 10 minutes and not worry about progress?
Well, I mean, you could. I basically play it, like, in an hour chunk, though, because that's, like, nap time, basically. And I do a bunch of quests. I fart around, like, oh, here's a treasure chest. It's that Breath of the Wild kind of style, where it's like, okay, Here's the thing. I'm always doing something. Okay. So that's enjoyable. Like, which makes sense because there's a mobile version too, which I was going to play on my new iPad, but it doesn't take controllers for some reason. Like,
what? What? Like, it's known or like just your one?
You're just not allowed. Like, there's no controller support, which is weird because a lot of iOS games actually have controller support. And yeah. Since you can play this game with a controller, like, other places, I don't know why you can't on an iPad, but it's not allowed. And I did not want to fuck around with the touchscreen. Like, it's a hack and slash game, so I don't want to do a touchscreen with that. But yeah, I've been playing it a lot. There's apparently a new update, a big expansion coming out on the 9th. So, and I had barely played it when it first came out. Like, I got somewhat into the story. Now I'm much further in the story. I've played through the expansion content that came out, like, around Christmas. This Dragon Spine mountain, cold mountain, where you have to deal with, like, sheer cold. Basically, as you're going through the mountain, you'll build up this meter of, like, cold, and once it reaches the max, you start getting damaged. Basically, like, when you're in a video game and you run out of oxygen when you're swimming, it's basically that. But you can do various things to, like, warm yourself back up. That's been fun. I've just been having fun, like, grinding it out mindlessly, mm-hmm. basically. Like, it's definitely a podcast kind of game. I have listened to a couple podcasts while I'm playing, catching up on stuff. Cool. And yeah, it's not like Resident Evil where I am paying more attention. But yeah, it's fun. I'm just trying to get ready for this new update. I don't know why I'm committed to this game again, but I don't know. It's enjoyable enough, and it's free, I guess. And I'm tempted to spend money on it, but I haven't yet. So
I always forget it is a free game, which I think is, like, really cool of them.
And it's pretty good for a free game. It's not
exactly, yeah. It's crazy. It's a good one.
Yeah. It apparently only gets money hungry if you start going hardcore onto, like, resin and all this stuff, which doesn't, I don't care, so whatever. I don't play co-op or anything. I don't feel the pressure to get fancy, so but yeah, having a lot of fun with that. And yesterday, another game got a release date announced, Idle Manager, mm-hmm. which we've talked about on this podcast a whole bunch for some reason, because mm-hmm. I've been paying attention to it idols, since it, like, Mary. Got announced. Yeah, I like idols. Truth. Yeah. Well, everybody, this is a sim game. It got announced for July 27th mm-hmm. as the release date, and I finally buckled and I paid the extra $10 to play the beta version, because they added a tutorial recently. Yeah. And yeah, I've only played it for, like, a couple hours so far, because I just bought it today. But, yeah, because they announced the release date yesterday, and I just saw it this morning. I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to play it. People that buy the beta also get a Steam key, so that's cool.
Right, that is good.
Yeah. And I'm enjoying it a lot so far. Like, the game basically starts out, the company is looking for a new, like, head, because the summer games got announced, and your company was basically a front for prostitution before. Like, you were running massage parlors, it sounds like.
Great.
The cops were getting a cut, and the cops told this dude, like, hey, they're cracking down on this stuff. You better cut it out. So he basically cleared out this whole office building and is like, okay, well, I need to use this office building for something. How about we do idols? And basically this dude had who had been fired was letting you know all this while you're going into interview. And he's like, just so you know, this dude is like sketchy. He's going to want to get in on, if you take this job, you better watch out. Like he's a sketchy guy. He doesn't care how he gets his money, really, as long as he can get it. So you go in as like the manager for this idol office knowing this. And I think that's a fun start for the game. Like it lets you know, like, the dark levels that can be present like within the idol industry, which is actually true, like over in Japan. Mm-hmm. Like not every idol office is like this. Yeah, some of them have some shady business going on and may not necessarily treat their employees the way that they should be treated. And it lets you kind of decide how you want to run this office. Like the girls you hire through auditions, they have different stats, different special unique traits. Like one of the girls that I auditioned right at the beginning had the trait asexual, which is kind of a good trait because she won't get into relationships that could possibly like scandalize your group and cause a problem. But it's also kind of a disadvantage because there is a romance stat with the producer, and you can actually get close to different members.
Okay. Like,
wow.
You kind of get into some weird manipulation. Like you want to make friends with the idols because then you can stop bullying when it happens. You can find out what their hopes are for, like, how do they want to get trained up? Like, do they want to become the center of the idol group? And you can help make that happen and they'll do better as an idol. Or you can get close to them, and I don't know if there are endings where you can marry the idols, but I wouldn't be surprised. this game just seems very nice complicated in a neat way.
You know, that's all we want. Yeah. It's just a nice monogamous relationship. Definitely no weird power dynamics. Everything's fine.
No. But, like, great. This game, there's a lot of detail in everything. Like, you have a fan base. Those fans are divided up into male and female fans, casual, hardcore. There are also three different age ranges. There's teen, young adult, and adult. And depending on how you shape your group and what idols you have recruited, they attract different fan bases. So like my group right now, all of the idols I recruited are more into attracting hardcore fans. So
what kind of hardcore?
Whoa.
Apparently if I do metal music with songs that focus their lyrics on the theme of loneliness, and they have an experimental dance style, that is how I can get my hardcore fans. There are different marketing campaigns that you can do that affect the costs of your CDs. Like you can advertise traditionally and that makes the CDs like twice as expensive. But if the marketing thing works, then you have a higher chance of like selling more CDs. You can do a viral campaign where it's a cheaper cost, but if it does work, you sell even more.
I love this.
There's so much to this game. Yeah, I've only played a couple hours, but there's a lot to it, and I can't wait to get into it more.
Can you have male idols? Is that a thing you can do?
No, you can pick to be a female manager at the very beginning. You can pick to be a male or a female manager. But so far, there are no male idols. It does support mods, and you can create custom idols. So I guess you could totally, like, the developer's Twitter has a custom Ryan Gosling, like, idol that we talked about before on one of the previous podcasts. So you totally could, like, mod it up and have a bunch of dude idols. Like, it doesn't really seem to matter, but so far, it's just female idols with, like, art for that.
That's so interesting. That's so... Then, I just I love the depth of it. It reminds me a lot of... I don't know why this came to my mind, but that wine-making demo.
Yes, yeah. It's very similar to that.
You know, like a lot of, like a really... Like something you wouldn't expect, and you get into it, you're like, okay, this is neat. And it's like really deep with a lot going on underneath. And that's like, that's so neat.
And I still haven't finished the tutorial yet. Like, I've only played a couple of hours, but I plan on basically playing it like all this week. And hopefully I can get to like a win or fail state by the time I talk next again. But yeah, it's very complicated. Like,
yeah, it seems neat.
Yeah.
Does it actually make music when you make a song?
No, it doesn't. No. There's no, like, auto-generation. As part of this new trailer where they announced the release date, they did say that they are partnering with an actual idol group in Japan. So it'll have, like, I think an opening and ending song. I think it's a Kamen Joshi that is the group. They're more of an underground idol kind of group. I think they're masked idols, like wrestlers, basically.
Fun.
Yeah, and they're adding Japanese voice acting too because of the publisher, which is like Playism. They release games over in Japan as well. But this game is only going to be $15 when it comes out on Steam, so
that
I don't know.
Like,
it seems worth
cheap.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I have kind of a feeling this is going to be a Stardew Valley kind of game where people are going to freak out.
I can see this being a hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems very...
Definitely.
There's a lot to it, it seems like. I mean, I guess I still need to play through. Like, maybe once you have a system going, you don't... there's not much variation. I don't know. I need to see. But so far, it seems cool.
Especially with, like, VTubers being so big now.
Yeah.
I could definitely see, especially in the West, like, I could see it doing pretty well. And I guess you said before, we were talking before the podcast, and you said, oh, yeah, there's definitely a VTuber mod already. So, there you go.
Yeah, it has mod support. It has a mod editor and everything. So, yeah, definitely people are going to make VTuber mods.
Yeah, you want to go dark. There's going to be some mods for you.
Can I make Corone do hardcore music and experimental dancing?
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet you could make an event where she fractures her leg doing her anniversary live with Okayu, like how that actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah, like... People talk about, Hololive isn't like real idols. Corone fucking danced on a fractured leg. And she's like, oh, I went to the hospital after the live. Turns out I fractured my leg. And she's like, I knew it hurt when I was dancing, but I needed to do this anniversary live real bad for you guys. So, yeah, whatever.
She's the best.
She's nice.
She's the
yeah.
best. Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah.
Great.
I want to play this game a bunch. Like, as soon as this next baby nap comes up after this podcast, I'm going back into the idol mines.
Back into the idol mines. I would play that game. I'm surprised how much I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Wine production and idols. This is what I want in my 2021. Idols and wine production. It's great. Great.
They're both vices, okay. So there you go.
Wow. I didn't know Vice was a part of this. That's weird.
Dark side of the VTubers.
I know. Can't wait to get name a VTuber deep into drug addiction during this. It's kind of my goal. Destroy one person's life.
Yeah, so far none of my idols have been injured or gotten depressed yet, but they do have like a physical stamina and a mental stamina that ticks down. Like, okay, I'm doing vocal training, I'm doing dance training, they are doing promotion, they're doing concerts, and every time you do any of those, their stamina goes down. Like, So far, I've just been paying for them to go to the spa every once in a while, and they're okay so far, but it's gonna crack still at early some days. Point. Yeah.
Hey, I know I just made you perform for 20 hours straight, but here's a couple bucks. Go get yourself a massage.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Great. Great. Very excited. DJ, sir.
Hi.
You have a game on your list.
Don't come to me. I played like
fuck. It's Peggle 2. It's Peggle 2.
It's so weird.
That's a game.
I don't have much time. Whenever I play games, I'm playing like MLB The Show. That's like 80% of my time now. I'm playing a ton of that. I'm hooked into that like Dynasty, the fucking card version. I forget what we
the
call
card
it normally.
Thing? That is so neat. Yeah.
Yeah. They keep adding like every 2 weeks. It's like, hey, here's like a bunch of new cards. And then like every month and a half, they have like an inning, which is like a season thing, which is much shorter than the Rocket League one. So it's like a bit better because you kind of want to get involved with that to make sure you grind it quicker. And then they also have this like daily moments thing where every month you can like rack up do a daily moment, and like you get number associated with the moment, and like I think 25 once you get 25 points in that like thing, you get the good card for that month. Yeah, like they keep having that like pretty much every month and a half, so every half month you've always got something brand new to do and to go for. And what they did was smart, is they didn't, like, just dump all, like, the tops, like, the real-life cards, the, like, veteran and all-star and, like, future stars cards, which they have, like, the database archive of. Like, they're doing that in gradual stages, so it keeps that, like, gradual incentive for you to keep going after it. Otherwise, like, maybe the whales could just buy out all the big cards, which is a thing. Like, if you look at the like, marketplace for specific cards, you can see what, like, the going rate for some people is. And, like, I think it's Mike Trout is, like, the most expensive. Like, on average, like, a pretty, pretty good card will cost you like 25,000 of their virtual monies. I think that's like $15 or something. If you grind enough, you'll get there.
Right.
Like Mike Trout's like 550,000. It's insane.
Wow.
Like he is so expensive compared to everything else. The closest rival is like 200,000.
How much is it to and get? Like, what's his name? The best pitcher in the world. His name,
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, there you go. Whoever that guy is.
So Ohtani's, it's awkward because like Shohei Ohtani, for people who don't know baseball, is like one of the rare elusive like double duty players. Like he's a magnificent pitcher, but he can also hit the ball extremely well.
Oh.
Like he's like a do-it-all.
He's
he can
a two-way
do everything
player, yeah.
extremely well. But the way this like card system works is like you have like a batting person's card and then you have a pitching card. So sadly like Shohei Ohtani's actual card is like his pitching card, which is fine, but there's much better pitching cards out there, like Trevor Bauer, Gerrit Cole. Okay. Darvish. There's like lots of other better pitching cards out there. But what they do, like for example, Shohei like has been a monster in like April, like as a hitter. So their monthly awards program is what they call it. Like near the middle of that, near the end of that, you can get a Shohei Ohtani April monthly award card, and he's a monster power hitter. So, like, you can get multiple different Shohei. Theoretically, you can have two Shohei Ohtani. You could probably have more Shohei Ohtanis on your team? Like one pitching, probably two or three in the like outfield. I don't know if he has if he can do like first base, second base. I need to find a player that can play in as many positions as possible and have a team of that man. That would be fun. Huh. Oh no, yeah. I forget. You can put people out of position. So if you want, you can just buy like a ton of someone mediocre and just put them everywhere.
I just want to fill the field with a bunch of the worst player. Just like lots of them.
Yep.
He's in every position.
It sounds like making a team in Idolmaster with the cards.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can totally do that.
They have their position stuff. Yep. They have their position stuff. There's no like, hey, if you have like six Detroit Tigers on your team, you get a bonus. Mm. There's nothing like that, sadly. That would be actually cool. Or like, hey, you've got six of the postseason people on there, you get a bonus. I think like Madden or someone does that. Mm. One of them does it. I forget
what. Yeah, I think it's probably got to be probably one of the ultimate teams do that.
Yeah.
If you have X, Y, or Z. Huh.
But yeah,
so you want to get collecting baseball cards or what?
Real, oh, fuck, no, it's, they don't road? Come out here. Okay. Cards don't would really you, come out like, here.
Would you like some baseball cards?
So while you guys had baseball cards over here, the big thing was like sticker book collections. It's real stupid. Like, Panini is the big... like, you guys have Tops. Panini. We have Panini. And Panini, the best name, do a bunch of fucking stickers. And, like, every year, you'll get, like, this soccer book, which has, like, predisposed numbers. Like, hey, you've got the number 72. You can stick it in, the page 23. And it's some Tottenham Hotspurs forward or some great shit. And, like, you can get Son Heung-min holographic. And they had, like, holographics and shinies and all that stuff. But they weren't cards. They were stickers.
Weird. Okay.
Wouldn't be surprised if, like, the first actual card thing that came here was Pokemon cards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think that's, like, the first actual big card thing that was big here. I don't think Magic was before. I think Yu-Gi-Oh came like the exact same time, but Pokemon like naturally dwarfed it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, that's... Wow, I never even thought about that. I'm looking at the stickers now on this website. I guess that's okay.
It's fine.
You want
fine,
to send you a couple like, Topps cards, though? You want some baseball cards?
Yeah, Topps cards are way better. But, like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, packs just don't rarely exist here. Like, there are cards, but they're not, like, you don't get baseball cards. Let's just be honest. You don't get baseball. You don't get American football. At best, you're going to get, like, soccer cards. And that's a niche product anyway. And, like, the resell on that is just nothing. Because, like, Danny O'Dwyer from Noclip. What's his company?
Noclip.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Noclip. Yeah, Noclip. He collects the Formula One, like, Tops or whatever Tops equivalent Formula One cards. And they're probably worth absolutely nothing because it's Formula One. Like, Americans are not going to be collecting. I think Jose, a friend of the show, collects, like, VTuber fucking cards.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Does. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think those are for, like, a card game, too, yeah.
That's
like,
fair,
when
yeah.
When you actually play. PaniniAmerica.net does actually sell NFL stickers, and they have like an album and everything too. So they exist.
Yeah, that's how they get you, because like you get blind packs, and then like you have to get all the packs to complete your sticker book, and then you have to like trade your stickers with your friends to get like the other stickers.
That's right.
And then every year they'll put out a new sticker book.
I'm going to go to my grocery store, which has an exceedingly old, like half wooden, busted up thing where they sell baseball cards out of. I'm just going to buy you all those baseball cards and send those to you. Get ready. Get ready for a shipment.
Just get me like two booster packs or something. I don't need a big package. Just two booster packs and I'll see what. I'll open them up.
Like, how old are we talking? Like, is it going to be like Mark McGuire or like Nolan Ryan.
Get some Sammy Sosa's in there.
Okay.
You might want to actually buy those. Those might actually be good. There might be some good stuff from the 90s there.
Spend $20, you're going to make $100,000 on these cards. It's going to be great.
The way the fucking card market is right now in America anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, Pokemon cards are insane right now. They're like,
from what I get.
What is it? First editions? Yeah. If you have a first edition of any kind, you're getting like a couple $100. It's crazy.
What if you have...
I tossed them.
I have like some dumb like promo ones that I got from movies like in McDonald's and shit. Right. Are those worth money?
Probably worth money.
Oh, I should look at what that what was the Psyduck Pokemon Pikachu Detective.
Promo card.
I should see how much that's worth right now.
Probably a lot.
I got a bunch of Japanese Pokemon cards. I don't know how I got those, but I got a bunch of weird Japanese cards that I can't read, and I have no idea how to search them because I can't read them.
Don't they have like numbers or something on them, or like
a catalog number? Always do, yeah.
But it's cool. Let me tell you about card. Let's get back into card collecting.
No.
You want to talk about Peggle?
You know what I have a bunch of cards for?
Uh-huh. Go for it.
Go ahead.
I actually got to visit this Houston anime store when it was shutting down, and they gave me, for some reason, a bunch of these cards for a game, like, I think it was called Animagic or something. Oh no, baby's upset. She doesn't want to hear about trading anime card games.
Oh no.
I might have to head out. I don't know. Oh, she's upset. But yeah, oh well, it doesn't matter. Whatever. It's bad and old. Don't look at the anime trading card game. It's bad.
I will. Don't worry. I got Sailor Moon trading cards if you want some of those.
Yeah, I do.
I bet she does. Okay. Yep.
All right. But she does. All right, we'll send some over. I gotta get rid of these cards at some point.
The card-ass cards?
What the heck is the card-ass cards?
Those are the
official Bandai ones.
I have Cardcaptor Sakura trading cards as well.
Send those to Rain.
Send those to Rain, okay. Just gonna develop the list of where I gotta send all these old trading
cards.
Yes. It'll be great. Okay, news. Let's move on to the news, and then Mary can take care of the baby then.
Sorry.
Speaking of making mistakes on purchasing things, let me tell you about Warhammer.
Oh, Gary was playing a bunch of Vermintide 2 this weekend.
Yeah. Nice. So Warhammer's back in the news. They had the Warhammer Skulls event.
What?
Yeah,
Skulls
I missed
for
this.
The Skull Throne, Mary. I watched it when Austin and Vinny were streaming. Austin Walker from Waypoint and then Vinny Caravella, formerly a Giant Bomb. I think somebody else was there too, but I can't remember. They were watching it through. They announced a lot of games. A lot of new ones, a couple stuff. They put out some trailers obviously for Warhammer 3?
Those are strategy games. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Is there a third one now?
There is a third one coming out. It's the last one in a series, maybe?
Maybe.
They haven't done Age of Sigmar, which I made a mistake of sitting in that chat and people were talking about Age of Sigmar, and then I was like, what if I buy a bunch of minis? And then that started a dark quest down a road that I was not prepared to go, but now I feel very confident. I now understand everything about Age of Sigmar. It's great. I love it. Age of Sigmar, very good. But they put out a couple different games. They talked a little bit about that Vermintide like 40K thing.
Yeah, I was wondering Dark when we get more info on that.
You start as prisoners recruiting to Imperial Inquisition, who are then forced to undertake missions in the Hive City of Titrium. Are you ready to go to a Hive City? Yeah, that should be cool. And then just like so many games. Just so many games. Shooters, Blood and Teef. That's a game that's coming out. It looks kind of cartoony. That's neat. You play Greenskins. They're like 7, 8 full games and a lot of DLC for stuff too. Blood Bowl 3 is coming out at some point. Warhammer Templehurst.
How many of these are like console games and how many are like mobile games?
I think a lot of them are actually coming out on PC or comps.
Huh.
But I can't, but also like Switch blurs that line weird.
Also too, a few of them are mobile games that are also coming out on PC. So
right.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right, right. But there's a lot of games. It's cool. There's some board games. That's
why do they make so many games? Holy crap.
Yeah, Jesus.
I can remember like 10 years ago, like there are no Warhammer games at all. And then it's just been constant. Ever since really Vermintide 1 came out, that things have ramped up.
I think that really did make them a ton of money.
And then they just said, yeah, let's just let anybody who wants to make one of these make one of these.
They even announced a VR game, which nobody did. They announced multiple VR games.
Yeah, they did.
Which is crazy.
DJ's leaving, but yeah, also announced Soul Arena is a battle chess game.
Yeah.
So that's wild, too. I didn't look at what Soul Arena was, but look neat. There's a lot. A lot. A lot. Let's just get... I'm going to get an Age of Sigmar. That's what I'm going to... Just gonna start reading Age of Sigmar books and then buying minis and live my life in the Warhammer universe. That's what we're gonna do. But yeah, it's cool. It's kind of the first taste of transition E3, which is coming this week. Kinda.
I mean, as close as we're gonna get to an E3 this year.
There's a schedule out there, but I couldn't find it before the podcast. But Microsoft is tomorrow.
It's like Cheesehead or Cheeseman or something.
Yeah, I have that open in a tab. So let me just link that in our Twitch chat real fast.
Link that.
Dude's name is Cheesemeister 3000.
Cheeseman
was close.
Cheeseman
is a better name. Let's be honest. So yeah. Oh my god. Also, it's like. Okay, so really it starts, the hell time does anything start?
Saturday, June 12th.
Saturday, June 12th, which was yesterday?
No that's next Saturday. But there have been streams periodically, like there was an indie showcase stream yesterday, which is where the Idol Manager release date got announced. So, no, this is a separate one. It wasn't Gorilla either. It was another one. So,
yeah. The streams are starting. So, you start off with Wholesome Games. Wholesome Games on that Saturday, June 12th at what the hell time? Where in the hell? Eastern. I'm looking for Eastern. Who cares about Los Angeles?
Eastern is UTC 4, -4.
So 1 p.m. Eastern. And then you go to Ubisoft. The next one. Ubisoft is early this year. Weird. 3 p.m. On that Saturday. Then 4:30 with Devolver Digital. Then you got Upload VR with 6 o'clock p.m. That's cool. And then they got like a bunch of Gearbox and Games Beat are in there somewhere, but they have no dates or numbers for them yet, which seems... not ideal, but...
Or maybe they had the date, but not the exact time yet. I don't know why they...
Time, right.
Or maybe these are... Yeah, I don't know why they're placed here. Maybe he has an updated version now.
Hopefully. I looked in the comments and I didn't see it there yet.
Mary, can you tell me what 24ENT is? Nakara? 24ENT Nakara? Nakara? Naraka?
Anyways,
24 Entertainment is that, but Naraka.
I don't know.
Naraka! Okay, well, Naraka's on that Saturday.
Oh, Naraka Blade Point. If you go to Naraka the Game, their Twitter.
Right.
Naraka the Game.
I have no idea what this is.
And I googled 24 Entertainment, and it just came up with Naraka Blade Point.
Naraka. That's at 12:30 Eastern on Sunday, June 13th. Then you got Microsoft / Bethesda. Oh, right. They're the same company again. That made me realize that when I was looking at that. They're at 1 o'clock. And then you have Square. 3:15 Eastern. Warner Brother Games. 5 p.m. And then Future Games.
It looks like that stream is just for Back for Blood, the Left 4 Dead spiritual sequel.
Okay. Then you got the PC Gaming Show, which doesn't have times. You have a Take Two thing. Take Two is putting out a conference. Weird. Mythical Games. Then you have Freedom Games. Limited Run, which usually does really nice stuff there. We should watch that if you're somebody who likes older games and doing stuff with that. They actually do a really nice showcase of like, hey, we're doing this or that. Razer, which
is not necessarily older. They have physical versions of indie stuff too. Yeah.
No, true. And then a Nintendo Direct is on a Tuesday. And then GameSpot is doing something on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then there's a lot of things that don't have like times.
Yeah.
Capcom's trying to do a thing. Variety.
Which is weird because this is supposedly next week, so they better decide to put it out pretty soon.
Which is wild. It's weird. It's been a weird lead up to this E3. I'll tell you that much. And then
I was gonna say something got leaked from that's going to be announced from the Nintendo Direct on a Japanese game website. They accidentally put up an article early about Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Okay. Go in.
Which was announced for like the Switch before the Switch came out. Yeah. And it's still not out yet.
Still not out. It's true.
They announced a release date and some story details, and I just put it on here because I read about it and I'm mad. All of the other Shin Megami Tensei games deal with an apocalypse happening in Tokyo. Usually because of a computer program that goes amok and releases demons into the world. This one they decided to make into an isekai where the main character goes to a world with warring demons. And so I'm mad. This is bullshit.
Let's go.
Shin Megami Tensei should not be an isekai, god damn it. No.
Everything's gotta become an isekai. Let's go.
No. Okay, so yeah.
How many ladies do you think he's gonna be able to have around him at any
time? There's 200 plus demons, so I'm sure some of those are gonna be 200 ladies.
Plus.
Isekai.
So, yeah. I'm mad.
And I also hate it. No, I agree. That's weird.
Well,
main character is a high school student.
Will Dick Chariot still be there, do you think?
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Mara, yeah.
Right, Mara, yep.
What do we got now? CD Projekt Red stolen source code, console SDKs, and internal dev videos reportedly being shared online. Weird, okay. Just sharing
it's bad. Like, that's from back when they first got like hijacked, like it's still bad.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a bunch of information on, I guess they had a bug video that was going around pre-launch inside the studio.
Oh.
Kind of like a jokey thing of like, I don't know.
Haha, our game is fucked up.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Look at these bugs.
So they spent time making a funny a compilation video instead of fixing their game.
That's true. Hey, man, we are crunching.
I'm sure they were doing
hours.
It at the same time, but yeah.
You know, you gotta have a little fun with something, you know? $10,000 charity donations. What the fuck?
Charity donation.
For the leak thing. That's wild. Yeah, a lot of that stuff going around. Someday I'll play Cyberpunk 2077. Someday. When it's like...
It's okay.
Yeah. My brother got it for my birthday. Gave it to me for my birthday. And just like, yeah, I'll get it eventually.
I'll get around to it. Hopefully, when they are they still doing the multiplayer stuff? I don't follow it that close.
I think they said that they canceled it. Basically, I don't know. They were planning to do a bunch of DLC, and I don't even know if that's going to happen. There was another news story about Sony not ever wanting to put the game back on their storefront either, because they're just so mad at the whole refund thing.
Right.
Yep. I could see that. I guess they didn't sell very well either, Cyberpunk. And like, it was coming in way low.
Sold okay, but I'm sure they were expecting way more than what they got.
Yeah.
The amount of deals and stuff they were rolling with that thing, they probably thought that was going to be a big cash cow kind of thing. So.
Well, it would have been if it hadn't released so fucked up. I'm sure it still would have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of messed up things.
When's the anime coming out? I don't know. Where's the update on that?
Right, the anime.
They announced an anime.
Mary. The anime's never coming out, Mary.
Maybe.
An artist is alleging Capcom stole her photos and used them in multiple Resident Evil and Devil May Cry games. How do you feel about that? We talked about this a little bit before the podcast. She has a lot of evidence here that is pretty, a lot of pictures. If you're a person that likes to read, doesn't like to read and like to look at pictures, I think the pictures are pretty damning in terms of some of the design stuff, so. It's crazy.
Yeah, this lady released a reference book for, it's called Surfaces. It is a visual research for artists, architects, and designers that include 1,200 photographs of textures she took herself. And it was published in 1996, and it came with a CD-ROM of the images. And you could actually use them for commercial products, but you had to purchase a license, and apparently Capcom never did.
So I would imagine they probably settled this out of court is they purchase a license, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, well...
And pay compensation.
Yeah, that's probably going to be than a license.
Yeah, way more than a license.
But yeah, the photographs are pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You see it a lot in games, though, and I'm always surprised by it because I don't know how you get away with it, but often games don't come together until last, you know, couple weeks beforehand. Nobody's really looking over your shoulder too much in terms of what you're doing, so.
What's really crazy. A little bit if you... Sorry, The lawsuit is actually using the Capcom data breach as evidence. As part of that data breach, high-resolution images of artwork used in Resident Evil and other games was leaked, and file names for at least one of the images from the Capcom hacked files are the same file names as those used on the CD-ROM. One metal texture labeled ME009 in the Surfaces CD-ROM is labeled the same in Capcom's folders. So they just, like, fucking drag and dropped it over there. They're seeking $12 million in damages, as well as $2,500 to $25,000 for each used photograph. So
there's 80 or more images.
Yeah.
Confirmed? Yeah.
In the lawsuit, there might even be more. Who knows?
Yeah.
In over 200 instances.
Big yikes. Capcom's going to pay a lot.
I assume one of the artists just, like, thought that they had the right to use these. Somebody in business took care of it, and apparently not. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Somebody dropped the ball somewhere.
An email was sent, probably. Somebody sent an email like, hey... We need to get this license that's pretty cheap for this because we're going to use a couple of things and somebody in the other side just didn't look at that email. And, well, it's going to cost you probably $12 million, a couple million at least probably by the end of the day. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, they probably won't do the $12 million and $2,000 each, but it'll probably be like $4 million and like...
they're definitely getting something.
Each. Yeah. Yep. Because, you could probably, if they go to court, they're going to win. It's pretty simple. Unless, damaging. Capcom has, a paper trail of, some damning emails of, them verbally creating a contract, or like they were in talks and like the contract was almost done or something, which probably isn't the case.
No. Also, it isn't the first time Capcom's been accused of copying other people's work. There was that thing a couple of years ago, whatever. That gap is there is. Resident Evil Village boss fight, something pointed out in the lawsuit.
Oh, right, yeah. I vaguely remember that.
Copied a monster or something like that? I don't know. They say it here at the end, and that's what I'm getting it from. But I remember that, but I don't remember what it is. And then let's all celebrate. One last good news story for everybody here. Good news story for everyone here. Yuji Naka is retiring. You know, Yuji Naka is retiring.
Yes.
You know.
You guys don't know who he is?
I know.
He's one of the creators of Sonic.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He also made the hit new game, whatever
Balan.
It's called.
Balan Wonderworld.
Balan Wonderworld. A hit, man, a banger.
The Switch version of that game was like £12 here on like the deals site, and like that's saying something because Switch games never go on sale.
This quote right here, basically. Due to inquiries from the media and users on Twitter, I am announcing that I resigned from Square Enix at the end of April 2021. I cannot tell you why right now, but I hope to be able to tell you when the time comes. As for my future plans, I'm already 55 years old, so retirement is in the cards. So,
poor guy.
Yeah, I feel bad. Like, Billy Hatcher wasn't that bad. He didn't quit after that game. But I guess Balan Wonderworld, and probably having to work with Square on a budget title, he's like, I've had enough. Like, forget this.
Yeah. Also, isn't there a thing in like Japanese companies where they'll give you the office seat or something like that, or they'll give you like a corner thing, like a desk off in the corner or something like that? Yeah, like a symbolic, like, you're done. You messed up on something there.
He did resign, so they probably did just kind of, I don't know, I'm speculating, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of what happened, where they're like, okay, you're not going to be making any more games. You're can still work here. Ever again. But, yeah.
We love you, but also. Balan Wonderworld is a bad game. I mean, that's all I would say. Like, I get it.
But he's made other games that weren't bad, so...
Right.
And no.
We don't know how exactly this game was made. And I don't know.
It's just been a while since he probably had a hit or whatever, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
When is the last game where I'm like, he made Sonic. Digimon All-Star Rumble. A great game. A great game.
I mean, like, I don't want to write off old creators automatically because, like, Iga, who did Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, like, a long-ass time ago,
right. He's back.
Brought out Bloodstained, and that game is very good. Also kind of a news item. Right? Yeah, yes, exactly. That got leaked in a PowerPoint presentation, supposedly, and then they updated the PowerPoint to remove the info on the sequel, but, yeah. I would buy a sequel for that game because it was fucking awesome. So. But yeah, sorry, Yuji Naka.
Been a while since he made Soccer Wars. So long, my love. It's been a long time. Rough.
Well, he worked at Sega then, so I think basically everybody that worked at Sega worked on that game.
Well, at least he went out swinging.
Yeah.
At least he swung. You know, I can always respect the person who takes the risk, makes a game. Yeah, that game ended up being a trash fire, but at least he tried, you know? Some people just try to make the, like, chintzy game and think they'll appeal to something. He really went for it, though. He really swung.
It is a unique game.
You know, you're down 3-2. You got to swing hard. I mean, he swung pretty hard. That was good. Good for him. At least he gets a retirement. That'll be nice. Spend some time with hats, I would assume. Large top hats, white top hats. His collection of top hats. I assume he has one. So that'd be good. Great. And that's all the news I have. Not actually. I hope.
Sure, there's going to be a lot more news later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mr. Yuji Naka, I would like to apologize if I made you uncomfortable there. I apologize. On me. You're great.
I don't think he's ever going to listen to our podcast. I think we're fine.
Yep.
You sure? What if he's listening right now? I just want to apologize to him personally. That's it. That's all I got. Thank you, everybody. What are we? What are we gonna talk about now? You want to go?
I just wanted to say sorry if you heard the baby in the background. Sorry.
Okay.
She's upset.
Apology hour. Any other apologies? Anyone got? I'm sorry for not uploading the last couple podcasts. That's on me. I'm still fucking
tisk,
up.
Tisk.
I'm still fucking up. That's around okay. Here. I'm sorry. They're on the YouTube page.
You gotta spend less time reading Warhammer novels, more time working on an RSS.
Or on those.
No, the thing I gotta
Warhammer
stop doing
teams.
Is playing League of Legends again. I ain't gotta stop playing.
Are you playing that again, like the actual game or ARAMS?
Don't judge me.
Teamfight Tactics.
I'm playing the
not
phone
even those.
Game.
Oh, the phone
I'm playing
one.
The Wild Rift phone game.
Even weirder.
Oh Lord.
I'm gold 4. And playing ranked. It's a real mess.
Oh, Jesus.
Me. Too late.
yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you guys go. This has been episode 227 of Roms Are Baghdad. You can find us on our website. We try to do every other week now, podcast-wise. So we won't hear
I've
from
committed.
Us until...
Okay, Except you committed? I'm going to have dental surgery, Except. So I don't know how committed I am. So...
Okay.
It's on Wednesday, so.
Okay. We'll talk about E3. Stuff will happen. You'll see. We'll be out here. I'm making a game again. It's going to be great. Very excited. Lots of stuff coming up. Any predictions before we wrap up? Anything?
Elden Ring. I don't know.
Elden Ring? It's not happening, Mary.
I'd like for it to.
Exist.
I get to spend £80 buying Forza Horizon 6 this year.
Wow. Okay. I would usually say like Silent Hill's coming out, but Silent Hill's never coming out.
Here's my one. We get to see who's Metal Gear Solid man?
Kojima.
We see Kojima's next game.
Hideo.
At this E3.
Yeah, I believe it.
Could it be?
Fuck knows, but we see it. Pissing Simulator, I don't know. Buy it.
He already brought that out.
but it's detailed this time.
That's puts a whole new meaning on Power Wash Simulator, isn't it?
Exactly, yep. He's just been working on a modification.
Yeah.
Changes the color to yellow.
Whoa.
Norman Reedus.
Yes.
Model.
Most of the money is to pay Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
It's just Norman Reedus. It's just the character. It's a slow, still zoom in on Norman Reedus, and then he just starts peeing to wash off some cars. Great. Great. We see a new Star Wars game. How about that? We see a new Star Wars, a single-player Star Wars game this year.
Aren't we confirmed that Jedi Fallen Order is getting a sequel? Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of, expected?
I could see that.
You think we see it, we actually see it?
See a trailer.
Yeah, a trailer.
I wouldn't say that game in particular, but yes, we see a new Star Wars game.
Is EA even showing anything? I don't see them on the schedule. I don't know if they are this year.
Are they?
I would just take a pass.
So, you think they might come under the Microsoft thing? Because vaguely connected with, their EA Game Pass stuff? They need to, push Madden and FIFA in some way. They gotta get that in front of people's faces. Because remember, Sony is also not a quote-unquote E3 thing, and that's why they're not on this list. So, I don't know what the fuck those two are doing.
I forgot they announced a new Mass Effect last year.
Yeah.
That's right! Okay. Also, Fable. Maybe we see some Fable. Also,
what's that? Skate 4?
Skate 4, my boy? What's
happening to that Dragon Age?
Nothing.
Yeah, there's stuff they could definitely update us on, but I have no idea when they are doing anything.
Really, the thing that makes it so tricky is because of the pandemic and stuff, like, where are they at with some of these games where, especially if they were early stage games a couple of years ago, like,
you have to imagine
in order to show.
I got a date for EA Play. It is July 22nd, so nowhere near any of this.
Do I still get to be right if I'm right on that one? Is that something I can still be right on?
Okay. Sure, you just have to wait a month and a half, I guess.
Okay, great. Great. All right. All right. GTA 6. I'm going to read this little article. GTA 6, that new Final Fantasy game. A new Spyro game. That's all I got. Time splitters. I don't know. They're saying all these things.
Square should show something for the 7 remake part 2. Square, they should, right. But they might not because they're stupid. But God, I want info on the sequel.
My guess is their big thing is maybe Nier 3 and the remake becoming multi-platform. Like, hey, you can get it on PC, you can get it on Series X.
Oh, but there's no way they'll announce a PC thing before that PS5 thing is out. They have to wait for that to come.
No, they probably won't. The DLC will be exclusive. Yuffie, whatever her name is, that'll be exclusive to PS5, I'm sure.
I could see that, yeah.
For a timed exclusive. It'll eventually come out, but...
All right, I won't hold you guys longer. I know Mary wants to go hang out with the baby.
It's not wanting... I'm just worried. I need help. All right.
Never wanted to go with the baby, but yeah.
Thank you for hanging out.
I like spending time
watching.
Here. It's fun.
We're being shamed to go.
I do too.
It's very fun. Yeah.
We'll be back next week, maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Let's see.
Oh no, we're
here.
Thank you
guys. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know how to end the stream. Fade to black.